Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Hi everyone, I'm Brielle Bennion, Senior Editor at Oncology Nursing News, and today we're going to have the sex talk. I sat down with Christina Wilson, a postdoctoral student at the University of Utah, and she discussed how healthcare clinicians might be apprehensive to talk about sexual adverse events that patients with gynecologic cancer experience. However, once you start the conversation, patients typically open up and are really happy that you asked.
It all stems back from a patient's story. When I was in my nurse practitioner program, I had a woman who came to me and asked me when I was with the physician, could she ask me a question? And I said, sure. And she asked me, am I still a woman after having all of her internal reproductive organs removed for cancer surgery? And she was actually deemed to be cancer-free at this visit. Her procedure was curative. And the fact that she had to ask whether she was still a woman after having all of her organs removed was such a gut-wrenching response. And it made me actually go back to school and get my PhD and really focus on body image and sexual health and what those mean to women with gynecologic cancer. And then when I was working on my dissertation research, I found such a significant gap between patients and their clinicians. So nurses, doctors, all of the health professions, allied health, social workers, in talking about these things. And it really surprised me, especially being in a gynecologic cancer setting, to, you would think sexual health would be a common discussion, but it wasn't. And so I have decided to look in more into why the communication gap exists. And that's what led to the development of this poster and doing a literature review on it. And we actually were able to find that it's both patients and providers or clinicians that have issues with discussing this. So patients are uncomfortable with the topic. They're scared to bring it up. They don't know how to bring it up. Clinicians also feel similarly. They're worried that they don't know how to respond or what to respond to, or how to even broach the subject with a patient in a comfortable manner, or they feel like they don't have a lot of training or education on those topics. So it was really interesting to find those things, and I'm hoping that this poster, which is being written into a manuscript to be published, will hopefully put to light that there are these issues out there and will allow us as clinicians to maybe at least start to broach the subject while we're doing more research to help improve it.
Do you have any viewpoints on why clinicians are kind of apprehensive to discuss sexual health issues? You mentioned that they might not have been trained on it. And if they think that their patient is experiencing something like this, but they're not sure how to bring it up, what kind of advice would you give?
So I really do think training and things play into a factor, but I also think it depends on the stage of cancer, the other factors that maybe the provider sees as more relevant at that visit. So perhaps there are other symptoms taking precedence, like nausea, vomiting, things like that. And those things are a little bit easier to tackle. And if those are the things that the patient is bringing up, they want to focus on those first. So it could be a wide array of different things. My recommendation would be just general questions. So starting off with how is your sexual health? Are you having issues with any pain or discomfort or things like that. And I think while I focus on gynecologic cancer, it's relevant to all cancer patients, and especially, so my work looks more at female cancer patients. But broaching those subjects, I mean, just as we would with any patient who comes into our clinic with potential issues, having those conversations and knowing how to broach them can be difficult if you haven't had specific training. But being able to just at a general level say, I want to know more about your sexual health, and just leaving it as a blanket, open-ended question and seeing where the patient goes. Because sometimes a lot of the patients in the studies said that if there had been an opening, they would have said something. So literally just having a general blanket statement, can you tell me about how your sexual health with cancer is going? And they may start just opening up. And it's okay if you don't know what to say or how to respond. Most cancer centers have resources, or if you're in the community, you should be able to find other resources. You should be able to refer to supportive care clinics, psychologists, even gynecologists who have some training that can actually be of help with those issues.
And clinicians who might kind of still be in the mindset that talking about sexual health is taboo or uncomfortable. You did mention something interesting, you know, you have your ovaries removed, now you have a loss of hormones. Yeah. So, or how can they rely on that science to kind of open the conversation and not necessarily, hey, let's talk about sex, but, you know, you have a change in hormones that's going to affect X, Y, and Z, including sexual health.
I gave the example of surgery, but also radiation and certain chemotherapies cause changes in the hormones or loss of ovarian function. I'm talking about women, but they can also cause reproductive changes in men as well. So using the science of knowing that surgical procedures can lead to a surgically induced menopause, and that we know that menopause, whether naturally or surgically occurring, can lead to hot flashes, it can lead to vaginal dryness, it can lead to decreased arousal and sensation. The fact of having certain chemotherapies, which lead to a medically induced menopause, or radiation leading to a medically induced menopause, can cause those same symptoms. And so if it's easier to bring up menopause instead of sex, I think talking about how the treatments have possibly had a medically or surgically induced menopause, or maybe even starting to have those effects on women, maybe it's not a complete change, but it's starting to occur, or asking, are you experiencing any of the classic menopausal symptoms, can literally get that conversation started and make it a little bit easier.
Of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.